Hello, I'm Malcolm, and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching episode 16. Today we're talking about these fun devices, our smartphones, and how they may help us or hinder us in our relationship with God. Today we'll talk about how to stop your smartphone getting between you and God. Is your smartphone your friend for your relationship with God, or is it your enemy? When does it help you in your relationship with Him, and when does it get in the way? I've got some tips today as to how to make sure that these things remain a spiritual asset rather than a liability. Now, smartphones aren't the cause of all the world's problems, and neither can they solve all the world's problems. They are, in a sense, neutral. But they can be useful to us, and they can be a barrier to us in our relationship with God. What are we going to do about that? I have found my phone to be a great help at times, but I've also found myself distracted, a bit like Martha in Luke chapter 10. It says, Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. Now, hospitality is a biblical command, so Martha wasn't doing anything exactly evil, but it was just the wrong thing to do at the wrong time. Jesus was in the vicinity, but Martha wasn't focused on the right things with Jesus. And the same thing happens to me sometimes in my prayer times as I carry my phone around. I'm with God, for sure, but I'm not always completely focused on Him because I'm distracted by the phone ringing or buzzing or just even its presence in my pocket. And here's an interesting thing. Have you heard about the iPhone effect? Some research has been done, which I won't detail here. You can look up the links. I'll include them in the show notes. Look up those links. I think you'll find them very interesting. I've highlighted links to two different articles. And what they show is that when people were given a phone, even if it wasn't theirs or they were allowed to have a phone, having the phone visible was significantly decreased the quality of their conversation with someone, their connection with someone, their relationship. So two people sitting at a table had the phone. They had the phone out on the table, sometimes even switched off. It didn't seem to make any difference whether the phone was on or off. Just the fact that it was present and visible, not in a pocket or in a bag, but visible on a table, meant that afterwards people reported not feeling as close, not feeling as much empathy, not feeling as much warmth as when the phone was put away out of sight. The visible presence of a smartphone decreased people's relationship closeness. And we need to think about that in terms of our relationship with God. Our prayer times in particular, our devotional times, they're so precious. Are we conscious of what our phones are doing to our connection with God when we're trying to be close to Him? We're trying to connect with Him as we read our Bible and pray. Let's talk about that today. So I've got some thoughts for us as to what we can do. So when you want to avoid distraction, in other words, you know your phone is not going to be helpful, you specifically want to exclude it from distracting you from your relationship with God, then there are three things you can do. Number one, put it in airplane mode. Put it in airplane mode and then it won't even vibrate. Turn off all notifications. Even vibration can be a problem, not just a phone call or an audible ping. So put it in airplane mode. Second option is to put the phone in another room. So if you're praying it in your house, take it out of the room you're in, where you're going to be praying or doing your Bible study. Put it upstairs. I know someone who puts it in a box on the top of their wardrobe, at the back of their wardrobe, behind many other things when they want to be not disturbed. Because they know if they're going to go and get distracted by their phone, they'd have to actually consciously get up and go and get it. So put it in another room. Don't put it in a fridge, as someone I know did recently. But that was because they were distracted by other things. It wasn't deliberate. So put it in another room. That's your second idea. Thirdly, leave the phone behind. If you go out for a prayer walk and you don't want to be distracted, then leave it behind. I know that it seems a bit strange to suggest this these days as we get so used to taking it everywhere, but there was a time when none of us took a phone with us when we went out to pray. It wasn't actually that long ago. Leave it behind when you go out for your prayer walk, or perhaps you go down to the bottom of your garden, sit in a chair to pray, or sit out in an outside a garage, a greenhouse, a summer house. Leave it behind. Don't take it with you. So three ideas to prevent distraction if you know you might be distracted. Firstly, put it in airplane mode. Secondly, put it in another room or leave it behind when you go out to pray, when you leave the house. But when you actually want to use it, and I think it can be useful, and here are three ways it can be. Number one, Have a prayer app open. Close all the other apps, but have a prayer app open. Perhaps you're using daily prayer, like I do, at least once a week, which is a Church of England prayer app that I like. So perhaps you're using daily prayer, then have it open on your phone. Or an app like Prayer Partner, which I use, and the links are in the show notes. Prayer Partner I use to keep a track of prayer requests and prayers I'm praying for regularly and prayers that are answered. So you might like to have that open. Have that open. Don't go have to go searching for it. So you have to pick up your phone and search for things. You might notice other emails or notifications that have come in. Have it open and just leave it open there on your phone. That can be a way to use it. The second thing is to open up a Bible study app. I use Accordance. Many other apps are available and are very decent. And again, I'm leaving a note in the show notes to my preferred app. Then have your Bible app open to a particular passage or verse that you're going to use to pray through or meditate on in your prayer time. Again, don't have to go searching in it during your prayer time. You're praying and you want to remind yourself of that verse. You just look at your phone. There it is right there on the screen. That can be a useful way to use your phone to enhance your quiet time. So firstly, open a prayer app. Secondly, open a Bible study app. And thirdly, keep a notes app open for recording prayer thoughts. I use an app called Drafts. Again, all these will be in the show notes. And if I have a thought, a thing that comes to my mind as I'm praying, I think God perhaps wants me to remember something, I quickly dictate it into the notes app called Drafts and then save it into Evernote, into a folder, a file there for prayer, prayer thoughts and prayer answers and that kind of thing. And then I know it's done and it's there and I'm not distracted by the other things in the phone. Again, it's open on the phone. I record into there something to do with prayer and it's done. Three ways we can use our phone to enhance our prayer times. Firstly, opening a prayer app. Secondly, opening a Bible study app. And thirdly, having a notes app open so that we can record prayer thoughts. I'm sure there are other things that can help us either to avoid distraction or to use our smartphones as a benefit in our prayer times. What do you think? I really believe that these things can be very useful, and I know they can be a problem, but surely there are ways to use the technology that's been developed to help us in our connection with God rather than hinder our connection with God. So, what do you think? I think the key thing is to be intentional. Know what you're doing and why you're doing it, and assess whether it's helpful or not. Where do you need to alter the way you use your phone at the moment? Remember, the phone really isn't the issue. It's neutral. The use of it is the issue, and you and I are in control of how we use this technology. So leave a comment here. Let me know what you think about this. Let me know things I've missed out. I'd very much value it. Leave a comment wherever you see or hear this recording. Leave it where everybody else can see it so that we can learn from one another, because we learn best when we learn in community. So until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful week of quality quiet times. God bless.